crude from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. Stocks have now turned mixed on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 69 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 25 points higher, and the S&P is up 2 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s, a little breezy later on, sunshine. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, good bit of sunshine, mixed in with a few clouds, a warmer afternoon, high temperature up around 70, not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night. Then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Due to supply chain issues, both Publix and Winn-Dixie say they are limiting the number of some items sold to customers ahead of Thanksgiving. Publix is limiting customers to two each of canned cranberry sauce, pie filling, jarred gravy, cream cheese, and bacon. Winn-Dixie is limiting turkeys to one per customer. Marion Mayor Dexter Hinton says the city was notified Monday that the IRS had put a levy on the city's bank accounts and frozen them. As a result, the city would not have been able to pay bills or make payroll. Hinton says the issue stems from $694,000 in back taxes the city owes, but on Tuesday, the freeze was lifted as the city made good with the IRS. A Montgomery Christmas tradition that didn't happen last year because of the pandemic will soon be back. The city will once again hold its annual Christmas parade downtown. This year's parade will take place on Dexter Avenue on Friday, December 10th. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has the breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor David Lamb.
There are many Alabamians that are waking up today to make a positive difference in someone's life and to do good and to be good. I'm excited for the opportunity to help folks get up and get on their way and face the day.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You're listening to News and Views on a Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Rest of the week will be replays. We take the Thanksgiving holidays. Jack Campbell is here.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great having you in here.
Thank you. Good to be here, too.
You know, it's a shame we were talking off mic. None of these Senate candidates have had to deal with you on air.
They're lucky.
I know.
Now, Jack, you feel free to write questions, and I will read them to them.
Okay.
I would love to
do
that.
We'll have Eddie be your proxy.
I would love to do that. Because if they get mad at me, I can say, hey, it's not me.
I'll check you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll quickly defeat or put the heat from me to you. Just go, it ain't me.
He won't.
No, he's perfect because he'd be like, I'm just the guy who eats donuts. Right. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, Katie, or Mike, or Mo. And that looks like that's going to be the set fee.
Not Mike. I don't know why about him.
Mike Durant?
Yeah, a plant.
Vote stealer, baby.
Maybe.
That's it, a plant. Mm-hmm. By Shelby.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think so.
No, I don't think you're wrong.
Look, he punting him.
Mm-hmm. Who's funding him?
Yeah, look at that disclaimer on the ad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, look at that sometime.
And then go down the rabbit hole and follow the money.
Not that you'll go far.
I don't think you'll have to go far.
No, a lot of roads are leading back to Richard Shelby, that's for sure. Though I will say...
A.K.A. Mogan, Dick.
Yes.
Shelby.
Yes. I'll put it this way. Mo has a fight on his hands.
He does. Katie's a good candidate.
Yeah, Katie's... I like her, but he's got a fight on her.
You think they're going to hold back, or they're going to start letting it off now? Or are they going to hold back closer to the race?
Well, yes. A Club for Growth ad is going to be dropped during the Iron Bowl, which...
Okay, that should kick things
that's
off.
Just, but that's child's play for the moment. Oh, the gas tax, you worked on the transition for Stephen Reed. It's like, yeah, it's a Montgomery-centered thing, but I don't think that's just testing things. I'll put it that way. And I think from all different angles, you're going to see a lot of money spent by the candidates themselves and these PACs. It's actually going to be a lot of fun for those of us in the radio business.
No kidding.
Let's go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, you're the main reason why I'm calling in.
Thank you, Robert.
With your voice this morning, I said, let me call and tell Jack, welcome back.
Thank you.
And Jack, you have a safe and a prosperous
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm about worse than you trying to send you a Valentine.
Punch office.
That much to give you a pre-Valentine gift, but Jack, we miss you, man, and God's gonna keep you and bring you back to us. Love you.
Well, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Robert.
Hi, Jack.
Great guy.
He really is. 272-9228. I want to find what you were talking about. How the one guy giving Jen Psaki hell in the press room.
Peter Drapaducci? What do you call him?
Peter Ducey. You're such a child.
You don't know his
sometimes.
Middle name? Drapa?
That's not his name.
Oh.
What bad. Are you, like five?
Charge of Ducey, what does that mean?
Yeah.
A
like,
charge?
Yeah, that's just gross then.
Did you really say that?
No.
You keep saying charter, right? You?
I don't even know what you're saying. Third?
Charge.
Third? Like one? Like first, second,
yeah,
third?
Sure. Yes. You put some new dark charge.
Like who's in the well?
He, never mind.
Here's Peter Ducey.
And the punch ball. I charge.
Oh!
And the punch
oh!
ball.
Okay. Stop. Please stop. Here's this guy talking to Psaki.
Would the president ever apologize to the acquitted Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse for suggesting online and on TV that he is a white supremacist?
Well, let's be clear what we're talking about here. This is about a campaign video released last year that used President Trump's own words during a debate as he refused to condemn white supremacists and militia groups. And President Trump, as we know from history, and as many of you covered, didn't just refuse to condemn militia groups on the debate stage. He actively encouraged them throughout his presidency. So, you know, what we've seen are the tragic consequences of that. When people think it's okay to take the law into their own hands instead of allowing law enforcement to do its job. And the president believes in condemning hatred, division, and violence. That's exactly what was done in that video.
But if you're saying that it was just a campaign video, it wasn't. The president also gave an interview where he said this Rittenhouse was part of a militia coming out of Illinois. Have you ever heard this president referring to Trump say one negative thing about white supremacists? These are all things, none of this was proven in the trial. And Kyle Rittenhouse is saying that the president had actual malice in defaming his character. Is that what happened here?
The president spoke to the verdict last week. He has obviously condemned the hatred and division and violence we've seen around the country by groups like the Proud Boys and groups that that individual has posed in photos with. But beyond that, gracious. I'll leave it to his comments around the verdict.
Goodness gracious.
What a bunch of bull.
Right. Yeah. So you're not going to answer the question, and then you're going to bring Trump back into it. Just answer the question. Not that hard. But he doesn't take questions. They started hollering at him. When are you going to start taking questions, Mr. President?
Yeah. When are you actually going to talk about that meeting with Xi Jinping?
Right.
Yeah.
Did you hear her say yesterday about the part of turkey?
Part of the tofu turkey? No, the price of turkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How, what'd they say, it's gone up?
She said, every 20-pound turkey this year right. will cost $1 more.
That's such a lie.
Bull. That's a big lie.
Yeah.
In fact, Fox ran a story, I think they're running it now, talking to turkey farmers, having them explain why the cost of turkey has gone up so much.
Right.
Not a dollar.
Well, if you can find them.
So much, right.
If you can find them.
And that's
she stands there and lies. No one calls her out on it. No one called her and said Peter Ducey.
Yep. Well, and I just assume at this point it's their job to lie. Like, you're not going to get answers from press secretaries. Their job to spin.
Once and then at least kind of go on one of the questions. You just, right. I did not lies.
Right. Right. It's absurd. And, you know, I'm so over the Biden administration. I think a lot of people are.
Thank God you're not under it.
Well, no, one of the polls I saw was independent voters. He's in the 20s?
Yeah.
No, like 28%.
I think he's that way, honestly, just about across the board.
And then on this issue of inflation, General Mills, I saw a story last night that General Mills, you know, the big...
Not for GMO, the war
cereal maker.
Right, like the cereal company. But they do a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, they do.
Right, they're one of these big corporate parent companies in the food industry. They're saying prices are going to go up 20% starting in January on their products. And where it doesn't go up, they're going to make the cereal boxes,
smaller,
if they haven't already, smaller, the cardboard's thinner. They're cutting costs and upping prices every way they can.
Look at a pound of coffee. You don't get a pound of coffee anymore.
Right.
You get less than a pound of coffee. That way, because they kept having to go up on the price, and they knew consumers are eventually going to turn off. We got to figure this out.
And maybe I'm not thinking it through, but my salary didn't change.
Nope.
And I've just noticed in the last few months, like, why do I not have as much money? Like, it's slowly but surely, yeah. Like, the gas prices, like, yeah. What food costs, like, the basic things, everything costs more.
Everything.
And so you don't notice it in one purchase necessarily unless it's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think focusing on how much more Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost, it kind of brings it to everybody's attention. We all get it and can look at the, oh, it's 6% year over year, highest in 31 years, or the producer price index even worse, 20%. Year over year.
And now we're going into the Christmas inflation season. So yeah. It's only going to get worse.
And they continue to lie about it. And what they do is they say, no, inflation doesn't exist. It's not a problem. It's episodic.
Well,
okay. And a few months later, fast forward. Well, inflation is happening, but it's not really that much of a problem. We have it under control.
No, they don't.
And then fast forward a little more. Now they're saying, and they're lackeys in the corporate press will say, well, inflation's actually good for you, and you should be more like Europeans and eat tofu turkey. Like, and men in this country need more soy.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at me. No, it reminds me of the... I was watching Peter Navarro last night. He was on the show called Timcast, and he said this, with the turkey thing, might be, or it might be another example here soon. Remember Jimmy Carter's sweater speech?
Yeah.
Yeah, where...
Cardigan sweater.
The cardigan sweater, yeah. Where essentially...
Five-shot chat.
Right. Instead of saying, like, we're going to fight OPEC or we're going to produce our own oil and energy in this country, no, what we need to do is be a little more, like... I don't remember the verbatim speech, but the idea was, you know, cuddle up, wear a sweater, use some blankets, lower your expectations.
Lower your expectations.
Yeah, sure.
And right. It's the same thing all over again. We're heading for stagflation again with high unemployment and high inflation.
And we had it in the bag with Trump.
Well, and then it's the same thing all over again in the 70s with the energy costs. Like, how are you now relying on the Saudis and OPEC again?
And the reserve.
Right.
Which is funny.
Window dressing.
It's a joke.
David Blackman put out a deal on Facebook where he showed 10 days apart on CNN's business headline. These are 10 days apart. The one is why Joe Biden can't do much to ease gas prices. And you remember the White House came out and said, there's not much we can do.
Right.
10 days later, oil prices are finally falling thanks to China and Joe Biden.
God.
No wonder Trump called the corporate press the enemy of the people.
Right.
He did it again last night.
Yeah, and I think I was initially, when I heard that, went, And then the more I started paying attention,
it's true.
And it's tearing up this country. Like, the TV on your wall, whatever, folks, that's not a window to the unfiltered world as it is. It's filtered through a bunch of manufactured crap.
Yep.
And they're trying to keep some pretty unsavory, depraved people in power.
And what Newsmax?
Oh, no, Newsmax. I don't watch Newsmax much.
You know, it was pretty hot when it came out, but it's kind of gone down, say the least.
Now, I suggested it earlier, and it's more on YouTube, but there's a direct website, timcast.com. I like Tim Pool's show.
Yeah.
Because he'll bring on folks that are like Alex Jones and Joe Rogan were on last week with, like, one of the guys who was a witness at the Rittenhouse trial, Drew Hernandez, brought on a conservative or more libertarian transgender person named Blair White. And a guy named Michael Miles. So it can be a weird, crazy show. Or last night they had on Peter Navarro.
Yeah.
Who's got this new book called In Trump Time. And it's really fascinating. I got to pick up that book because it's like Navarro's one of the few guys who lasted the entire first term, as he calls it, of Trump. And he has a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. He skewers a lot of people, like Mnuchin. He said Treasury Secretary Mnuchin screwed over Trump and the Trump agenda. Like, at every turn, he really digs into Mick Mulvaney, who was acting chief of staff. He really goes after Fauci. He told President Trump, Navarro did, he told Trump, you need to fire Fauci twice. Trump just, we can't. Or it was because the heads of the health bureaucracy and Mulvaney wouldn't pull the trigger on it. And Fauci, get this. They start having big meetings in January, late January, like the 20-something, like 28th, let's say, about the pandemic. And Fauci, because of emails that have been leaked, Fauci on January the 6th of 2020 was already messaging folks saying, was this some of our funding that might have caused this? The gain of function stuff.
Yep.
And Navarro made this point. If Fauci in those early meetings saying late January had come out and said, you know what, we actually had funding in these places. I understand the labs there and how they work. And here's what we need to do, guys. That would have been fine. And actually, the approach of the Trump administration would be to lock down on China. Like, the Chinese caused this, and they caused this with some of our own taxpayer money. Okay, we're really going after them. But Fauci didn't say a word. He covered it up, and he let his cronies in the corporate press suggest that it was the wet market or some caves with bats miles away, and it wasn't these labs. You know, for the longest time, I didn't think it would be possible. Put that guy in jail.
But that's
what he's done is ridiculous.
That's how low and they feel and they think of unintelligent as Americans. They think that you're dumb enough, you're going to fall for that.
Well, and look how many did. A lot of people
Anybody RFK the third going after him?
Who after him?
Bobby Kennedy the third.
Yeah.
Going after Fauci.
He's going after Fauci?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, his new... that's right. Actually... Navarro said, if you read my book, read the Kennedy book, too.
I know.
That's come out on Fauci. And read them in tandem.
They banned it on Twitter.
They banned it on Twitter?
Him.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I heard.
I did not know that.
No, it's... actually, Jeff Dice, who comes on the show from Mises, they had Robert Kennedy on some of their get-togethers. Now, this guy's been making the rounds.
He came here one summer and lived here.
What is going on right outside the window?
It's called lawn care, Joey.
That never happens, though. I guess they're getting the work done early before Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Who knew?
Stop blowing my windows.
But Bobby Kennedy, the third, lived in Montgomery.
I didn't know that.
That a long time ago.
Is that right?
That's it.
I did not know that.
Now, there's so much...
He made friends here, too.
I hope he did.
Have a lot of friends here, like John Walter Showers. He died, but he has a lot of friends here.
Well, and then also recently, Kash Patel was on Tim Pool's show. And he was the guy who did the Rush
Lights.
Like so I guess what I'm saying, folks, is if you're tired of Fox, you're tired of the corporate stuff, even tired of Newsmax, check out Tim Pool's show. There's a bunch of crazy folks on there, but also really great guests. And to see, say, Peter Navarro, who's the point man on dealing with China, one of the most trusted people behind President Trump, sit there and talk for 2.5 hours with no break and just talk about his experience, what he's seeing in the world, it's fantastic. And we need more of that to really get the perspective and destroy these stupid narratives these folks keep pushing out there. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm all right. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating. They're your local choice for all those great Benjamin Moore.
Eddie went there.
Yeah. All those paint and stain supplies. Eddie got both. Because he contracted out to get a paint job done on the interior of his home. That's already done, by the way, Jack.
Yeah.
Like, they got the paint at New Look Decorating. They gave it to the contractor, and they repainted the inside of your house, right?
Yeah, did it all in about 3 days.
So, Eddie wanted to do the deck, though. It's a back?
It goes around the whole house.
Oh, around? It wraps around?
Yeah.
Nice. So, he wanted to restain his whole deck. Yeah. Is that done yet, Eddie?
No. That is still in the works.
But you did get the great product there from New Look Decorating.
I did, I've got tons of great advice from New Look Decorating, like don't just pick out the color, Eddie. Get your wife involved. If not, you'll get your divorce lawyer involved. Those were very helpful hints.
Yeah, they're smart people there.
Yes,
so
are.
Check them out today. You can stop by their location at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends.
Yeah, dead ends on Atlanta Highway.
Bell Road into the Atlanta Highway. Or you can always give them a call at 271-0007. And whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell them News and Views from 9 till noon sent you. More News and Views with Paul and Simple Man when we come back. Never lie.
talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Isn't it a pain when your heating or cooling unit starts going bad? And there you are, limping along with that old system, hoping and praying it will hang in just a little longer. Don't go through that again. You can be comfortable all year round with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any plumbing issues you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant, whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca from the Fantail. I want to invite you and your families out to eat with us. For those of you that don't know, we are no longer a buffet. We have a full menu that covers all appetites, from seafood to steak to chicken, fried or grilled to perfection. We have fresh shucked raw oysters delivered every Wednesday. We have big screen TVs up for all you sports lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or scratch made cocktail. But remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts. When you think dinner, think Fantail, where we are always off the hook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. Here the day before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, but especially to Jack Campbell, who's sitting right across the desk from me.
Hi, you're Dern.
Dern, well, I like those glasses.
Thank you.
They're stylish.
They are very stylish.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Drinking. News, Monday's at night. No, I'm going to watch Bridge in Birmingham.
Okay, nice.
Yes, I've never been.
That's where you're going to be for the Iron Bowl posted
up? Yes, Turkey.
I'm a little hesitant.
One year I went to the Grand Hotel. I had so much fun. But there were books out this year.
Oh, man. But do you think Auburn has any chance against the Tigers?
Yes, well, because they're playing there.
Yeah, right. And Saban, Jordan Hare State has not been friendly to Saban.
No, not to Nick. But Auburn, not really good this year.
Yeah, I'll just say, without saying it, what Coach Tuberville said about our quarterback might have been correct. And I'm talking about Bo Nix. I wish they had put in the new guy.
Me too, a lot sooner.
Because Bo's got a lot of raw talent, but he just, I don't know, was it the yips, or that's more a baseball thing, but he just always...
Some days he was great.
Yeah.
On the money, but some days up cancer.
Right. Too panicky.
You can't put it all on him in the sense that sometimes protection would break down or receivers would drop the ball, but he would often mess things up himself, and that lack of consistency will just kill
him. Alabama game depends on O-line.
No. Right.
And the defensive backs.
Right.
But if we can get in and put some pressure on Alabama's quarterback, we got a chance. If Auburn passes the ball
but
too much,
he can run. That's the thing about him.
Right.
Right. But our quarterback, man, he's so tall, the new one, he can see all the way down the field. He's looking at nothing except the bottom of people's heads.
Well, we'll see.
We got to run the ball more.
Very, very good.
No, I don't mind Auburn being sort of the big underdog going into the Iron Bowl. It's always a lot of fun that way.
We got to be spoilers. Right. That's fine. We're good at that.
272-9228. Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul.
How you doing?
Doing well.
What a blessing to catch Brother Jack in there.
Amen.
Thank you, Paul.
Mr. Jack, I don't get to talk to you very much, but when I hear you in there, I'm going to do what I can to call.
Well, thank you so much.
I just personally want to wish you a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving
weekend. You too.
And we look forward to the next time that you come back in every time.
Thank you.
I got completely sidetracked there. Oh, my God. Start talking football. All I'm going to say on that is Roll Tide. But Auburn always has a chance. Alabama has gone in that game so many times overconfident and blown their own feet off.
Mm-hmm.
So never count Auburn out.
You're right. You're right.
But, Joy, you know, you was talking about Robert Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Late Show that I listened to. Same station, of course.
Yeah.
And, he was talking about that book. My goodness, The Real Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Boy, you talk about a scoundrel. I mean, we already know it just from what's been going on here in the past 18 months. But that man is a scoundrel from the word go.
He's a fraud.
And it's beyond like, he backstabbed Trump, which he did. It's beyond that. Trump's not president anymore.
Right.
For better or for worse. And now definitely for worse. And now Biden is president. And so it's not a partisan point. Fauci needs to retire and get out of the damn way.
True. But even so, with that point being said, how many others do we have up there that have been lifetime
98%.
A bunch.
98%.
Well, maybe it's bigger than Fauci. It's the whole darn way the bureaucracy works at this point.
Yep. That's the whole reason I have told people for years, even from the time I was a young man, term limits.
Amen.
And here it is in the 2000s, and I still can't get people to understand how term limits would help us. It would cut out the special interest groups That way they don't have time to sit there and line somebody's politicians who's been in there 10, 15, 20, 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have term limits, you cut that out.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
You gentlemen have a wonderful weekend. I'm not going to hold y'all because I know they got somebody. You got somebody else on the line. Love the show as always. We talk at y'all sometime later next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Todd.
272-9228. Let's go to Simple Man. Hey, Simple Man.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
All right.
Hope y'all doing fine. Let me say happy Thanksgiving to everybody there in the studio, and especially Jack. Good to hear you, Jack.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, buddy. Paul basically hit on the same thing I was hitting on. I was listening to Greg Budell's favorite show the other morning, Coast to Coast AM. And George Norrie was on there with John F. Kennedy Jr. talking about his book and talking about Fauci. And it was an eye-opener. You know, we kind of have our ideas about the man and what's been going on, but he brought out some things that I doubt if anybody has really heard said out loud before. So I had to act on that. I ordered the book. I was wondering if any of you guys have read it or has it been out that long?
No, it's just Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book just came. It's at the third or the junior?
Third.
But anyway, Robert Kennedy, it just came out, and Navarro's book just came out. I'm definitely going to pick that up after seeing the interview last night. A lot of inside look at how things went down in the Trump administration.
I think that's our third.
But anyway, just going by what Mr. Kennedy had to say, it was, like Paul said, it's just amazing the depth of the depravity. Actually, if all of that's true, which I have no reason to doubt, then it's astounding to know that a man could act in that manner. But it's all part of the plan. I believe it's all part of the plan. But maybe we'll come out, ahead after a big struggle, because it ain't going to go away easy. Y'all have a good day, and I'm going to go deliver a load of pallets.
All right.
Enjoy y'all's week.
Appreciate Take it, care, simple man.
I love what Ryan Paul said to him.
What Rand Paul said to Fauci?
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Well, and for the record, the book is The Real Anthony Fauci.
Robert Kennedy Jr. I want the one.
And the subtitle is Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. All right. And we still have lawn work going on right outside our window, unless somebody's really happy right now. I don't know. No, that sounds like a mower or blower to me. Let's go to Duke. Hey, Duke.
How you doing?
Duke, how you doing, buddy? Duke?
How you doing, Mr. Jack?
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm headed down to Fairview to Pierce Restaurant to get my what's that stuff? The gravy stuff for my dressing.
Gravy.
Yes.
So you buy your gravy?
Yes. I like the way they cook.
Pressure hard cooking used to be Sujit Rodman.
Now my wife got me cooking a turkey for the first time.
Oh no!
Oh God.
Long have mercy, Jesus. Little old man. Oh, man. I wonder how that's going to turn out. Oh, Lord. I need some help, man.
Yeah, if you go to cut it, it just deflates. You know you made a mistake.
She want me to cook it.
Okay.
And we never cooked one before, okay?
What, are you baking it, or are you, slow roasting?
I'm going to bake it. I'm going to put my thing on it, though. I'm going to see what I can do here with it.
All right.
If I burn it up, we just want to eat it in turkey. That's all.
Now, if you didn't have to make a turkey, what's like, if, I invited myself over to your place, what would be your specialty if you wanted to show off? To say Jack and I came over for dinner at your place, what would be your specialty if you wanted to show off?
I don't know.
Oh, great.
I'm going to say Bud Light for $200.
Yeah, there you go. I'm impressed.
Thank you. We really never cook, because it's just me, her, and our daughter all alive.
Right.
Since our marriage. So we end up having a lot of leftover when we try to cook.
Yep.
So we just get the portion that we need from other places. But anyway, Mr. Jack.
Yes, sir.
The last time I talked to you, our Auburn Tigers were going to play A&M. Mm-hmm. And I was rubbing it in your face how we were going to beat up on them. We lost three games since then, yeah. Sir. So I'm going to keep my mouth closed.
Good. You learned a lesson, finally. Finally.
I thought about that if we got our ass whipped.
I tell you what, I tell A&M, it's loud, so loud.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
You were in that part of the world when that game happened.
That was Austin, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, man, it was a sad day.
Well.
We got then I had these Obama fans call me, Jack, okay? You know, we talking about how y'all got beat by 3 points. He called me up from Georgia, one of my buddies, and said, y'all didn't get but 3 points. Then he called me MF. Hey, Jack, then he called me MF.
Whoa. That's not friendly.
Well, Duke, remember, we got a chance to redeem ourselves this weekend.
We can spoil it. We need to clean house on the coaching staff. Send old boy back to the way out of home.
How about Marlin?
Who?
Dan Mullen.
Oh, Dan Mullen, yeah.
Yeah,
great coach, horrible recruiter.
Yeah, These guys make too much money to be pissing around.
I agree. I think coaches, they do make too much money to begin with because so many of them, you know, fall out or get bought out of their contract. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the only way schools can attract.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a competitive market.
Yeah.
Now, our coach is going to find out the hard way now that this game here is very important.
I think you're right, dude.
Yes, and, you know, he might get a brick thrown through his window or anything, you know. Then if, hey, Jack, if we beat Bama with this piece of a team we got this year, Governor Ivory had to bring the National Guard to protect our trees up there.
I know, she should.
You know how that thing goes.
Well, Duke, on that note, we got to run.
Hey, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. You too. Love you guys, and take care, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. More news and views from 9 till noon. Biloxi Gambler, Sam. Y'all hold your positions. Others, 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infiniti of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infiniti of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $447 a month for 42 months, with $39.99 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $913 a month for 42 months, with only $39.99 due at signing.
If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinitiMontgomery.com.
QQP VIN MM707693, QX80 VIN N974053. Leases are 10,000 miles per year. $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers at 11/30/21.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switch, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello!
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Oh, well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies. Chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. A warmer afternoon. High temperature up around 70. Not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night. Then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
Great song.
Really is.
Life's too short to make a mistake. Let's think of each other and hesitate. Young and impatient we may be. There's no need.
I love the piano in the right channel, like kind of clangy. And don't get me started talking about music. Really good stuff come out.
You know what I listened to last night? Stairway to Heaven.
Really? Stairway to Heaven?
Yes.
It's been forever since I've listened to that song.
Oh, gosh.
And if you give yourself enough time...
It's a long time.
It's an amazing song.
I know.
It got overplayed, of course, but yeah. Like it's an incredible song. And it's, of course, every starting guitar player. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yeah.
Inspired millions, man.
Really, really good stuff. Here, let's go to Biloxi Gambler.
Yeah, didn't they rip that song off, though, from Spirit?
That's the claim. They ripped off a lot of stuff.
No, I've heard both of them. I got both of them on
right, I know. That's the claim. I've heard them both,
and
too.
It's perfect. I mean, they had played with Spirit before, and then they stole that riff.
Well, and they stole a lot from, you know, what, Muddy Waters and a lot of the old blues players.
Oh, well, yeah, that's all rock and roll is blues and gospel.
Pretty much.
But Jack comes back just like him. Come back just in time for a 4-day weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember, Roaches lived through the ice age.
Roaches lived through the ice age?
That's all right.
Wait, are you calling
that's
yourself
right.
a...
Yeah, I am.
Well, I guess me and Jack going to be around a long time. Yeah. Okay, Harsin, this is his last year at Auburn.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, absolutely. He's going either to Washington or USC, man. We don't do that West Coast crap down here. He came down here, you remember when they were 4th-and-1, and he passed the ball? Yeah, in the SEC, you run on 4th-and-1. You got Bigsby sitting on the sideline.
Boy, did you see the look on Bigsby's face when he was sitting on the sideline?
He was so mad. He transfer portal. He is gone. He is gone, baby. He said, no. This West Coast dude, he may have won out there, but he does not know how to play SEC football. There's too many other opportunities. Harsin's going to leave. He's only got a $5 million buyout, which is low for a coach. So Auburn wasn't married to him to start with. It was a gamble. They lost the gamble. Now they got to find somebody else. Hey, man, I got polled Sunday by
Jack. How did you feel?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I had a good time. It was a live interview. Oh. And it was a 334 phone number. Mm. And that's the number. It's called P.O. Political. Oh, man, I forgot now. Okay. P.A.R. Anyway, it's kind of a local company. And I knew what, you know, it was a push poll, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to reveal who it is in a minute. But buddy, they went, you know, all they did was kept go through the same crap. You know, what about pro-life? Well, you can't do anything about pro-life anyway. You're only, you know, you're one person. That's all.
They ask you about euthanasia?
Yeah. Well, then they said something about the economy and inflation in China. And I go, you're not doing anything about it. You hadn't done anything. I already know it's Republican because I already told them right up front, you know, I vote Republican. And but not always. I'm not married to them. In fact, I'm not vote Republican sometimes the next time.
Right.
But anyway. I mean, we've lost the war. We're socialists. You know, we just got to just buy into it. Anyway. So they keep going into it, and then, of course, the girl was laughing at me because I'm answering every question, you know, and I'm giving commentary. And then she goes, you're going to figure out who it is, because I asked her. I said, is this Barrymore or Jeff Coleman? And she goes, you'll figure it out at the end. Anyway, at the end, it was Jeff Coleman. That's Can you I believe thought. That idiot? And then I asked a lot of questions specifically about Jeff Coleman.
Wait, Jeff Coleman ran a push poll recently?
Yes, Sunday, I'm telling you. And I told the lady, I said, you know the one thing that you didn't mention? They were asking if Jeff Coleman said this, would you be more likely, extremely more likely, more likely, whatever, you know, likely, unlikely. Anyway, it was most unlikely because I said he's hypocritical all the way down the line. Mm-hmm. I said he used the government to say, you know, to recommend to soldiers use this moving company. So he used that. He says he's going to drain the swamp. He is the swamp. He used the government to do that, and then the government didn't pay him the money. He went to Joey, the soldier, and said, Joey, turns out your house weighs more than we thought, so we're going to have to charge you more for the content.
Right.
And then Joey paid it out of his pocket. That's who he was stealing from. He was stealing from these poor young families, these soldiers. But he was using the government to help them, and then he got off with $5 million to settle it. I said, he's a crook. He's a thief. He needs to go back to driving a transfer truck. Barry Moore needs to get back on his garbage truck. He's got a coveralls in his closet he brags about. Well, get back on the truck. I know you're short-handed. But anyway, both of them need to go. Absolutely. I mean, Jeff Coleman don't need to run. He should have already learned his lesson last time. So, but I was totally done with it. But yeah, it's all Jeff Coleman, man. But I have not heard y'all mention.
What's
yet
he
Jeff
running
Coleman
for?
Exploring. What now?
What's he gonna run for?
For Barry Morsey, District 2.
He's gonna run for that again. Now, we haven't mentioned it because it's like, why would you even do that? Good
That's
God.
Right.
That's just, oh, my goodness. Well, I'm running out of time here.
Listen, let me add one more thing.
Real quick.
The one question, it was glaring. It was glaring. He didn't ask anything and did not say anything about veterans. You know why? Because that's his golden spike right there. It's game over because Barry Moore owns the veterans, and he'll say, look, you were the one stealing from the veterans. You can't say anything about
But
Barry
won't say it.
To do with veterans.
He's chicken to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely chicken.
anyway, hey, man, have a happy Thanksgiving. Glad you're back, Jack.
Thank
Good
you.
To hear you now. Now, you know, just a few minutes. Start your four-day vacation. See you later. Bye.
See you, bud.
He crazy.
Yes, he is.
Wide open.
Been to too many comedy clubs over his life.
We'll go, don't we?
Well, one quick break. We'll come back. Okay. We'll say goodbye. Okay. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah, fine. More news.
Your makeup? I'm all you got.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about that. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Marguerite's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is now through Black Friday. Every single item of Marguerite's has an absurd pre-Thanksgiving blowout prices. Door busters, 14-karat diamond crosses. Tahitian pearl necklaces, $89. Diamond by the yard necks, $199. Studs, $99. 14-karat initial bracelets, $79. Graduated pearl necklaces, $99. All diamonds, 60% off. Every item has a cuckoo blowout price you can lay away till Christmas. Open 10 to 7, Marguerite's at Pepperdine Shopping Center. Blowout. Out now through Black Friday.
It sounds kind of like bleep.
When I crank it, it makes this sound.
When you turn left, it goes.
Well, mine goes.
I think there's something wrong.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Your friends at Tire City and Automotive Service are speaking your language. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or Woodley Road.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final moment here at News and Views from 9 till noon. April Marie Fogel with some Straight Talk is coming up next. Jack, it's a really great scene.
Thank you. Shout out to Bill Hartford.
Bill?
Bill Hartford. The family you showed on Clan Users here.
Okay.
Good guy. He saw me and said, when are you coming back? I said, what? You listen to us? He said, yes. So shout out to Bill.
I'm tired of that young Joey just by himself. I don't know if he talks that way. Yeah,
no, he doesn't. No. He's running that car.
Yeah. Sam, we got to say goodbye. Yep. We only have like 2 seconds.
Hey, here. Sam. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving is what I wanted to say. Good to hear you, Jack.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Care, Sam.
Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, it's so awesome having you in here.
Wish I could talk better.
But I mean, you just did a class this morning, right?